Good morning. Well, praise the Lord. Let's say that. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Mighty men of God, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Well, John introduced me as a Prince George's County police officer, and I would like to say I'm happily retired right now from that job. Thank you. It's no problem. You didn't get the update. This is it. I'm retired, and now I do still currently work in law enforcement downtown with Janet Yellen. I'm dealing with a different type of crime now, terrorism and things like that, but God is good. First, I'd like to thank the people of this conference that asked me to come to be a presenter. I'd like to thank the leadership of this church for hosting this conference here. I'd like to thank my pastor, Eric Yalbo, for supporting me and being able to come here today and be a presenter. So let's go before the Lord. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come first giving you praise, glory, and honor, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that these men, your men, Father, will hear and see and receive your word today, Lord God, that you will receive all the praise, the glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 The conference theme this year is from Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. It reads, I sought a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Doing some of the praise and worship songs today, I'm listening to some of the words that were in one of the songs. It says, Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours. We heard a word prophesied today, a scripture that was read, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. We heard another word that says, O wretched man that I am. As we look what Ezekiel was saying that the Lord had given him, I sought a man. And as we know, this was not no ordinary cry from the Lord. We know that God was looking for a righteous man for that particular time to do the work that he had prepared for the things that were going on. Amen. When God is coming forth against a sinful people to destroy them, he expects some to intercede for them and inquires if there be one that does. So much as is his desire and delight to show mercy. If there be a man that stands in the gap, as Abraham did for Sodom, he would discover him and be well pleased with him. Amen. Will we agree that God is looking for such a man today? God is looking for such a man today. While preparing for this, I was happening to have this piece of paper here that says the FBI, we know what that stands for, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, because I'm in law enforcement, I had to kind of get that out there right there. But it says, it says the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has a list of 10 most wanted men. Amen. Let me look around. Okay, I don't think I see any of those 10 in here right now. So we good right now. Maybe number 11, but number 10, we just worry about the top 10 right now. Okay. Those on that list are hunted down with no expense spared to catch these famous criminals. The cost is great. Some minds have been so perverted that they have striven to lead lives of crime so their names would appear on this list. Isn't that something? I want to be so bad that the world sees me as good on this list. That they want me. They want me. I'm one of the most wanted. You know. But I'll tell you something. I suspect God has an FBI list of his own. Mm-hmm. I suspect God has an FBI list of his own. While the Federal Bureau of Investigation has this meaning for FBI, I believe God's FBI stands for functioning, believing, in tune men of God. Amen. Let me say that again. Functioning means that you're walking in your call. Believing is that you're trusting and having faith in God. Amen. And in tune is that you're able to hear God's voice and respond accordingly. That's what I believe God's FBI is for us. Amen. Okay. I know I'm short, but I'll say. Yes. Okay. Amen. You're number 11. You know, I suspect God has a list of the 10 most wanted men too. However, instead of fulfilling the works of the flesh, like these men on the FBI seek, God seeks men who possess the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. As we see that in Galatians 5:19 through 24. Just what 10 kind of men God would seek. Who would be on God's list of the 10 most wanted men? That's interesting, because the FBI's most wanted list are notorious criminals. We would say they're bad guys. Amen. But God is looking just for the opposite. When we heard the song that says, "Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours." That's powerful. When we hear what the first four words in the verse of Ezekiel 20, "I sought a man." God is looking. He is searching for the men to rise up, to stand up. Maybe we don't remember, maybe we forgot, but that's our God-given birthright, to stand, take our rightful place, be who God has called us to be. Amen? So if I would want to reveal right now who God's most wanted men would be, his first man wanted would be a man of humility. A man like Josiah is an example of humility. "Because thy heart was tender, and thou doest humble thyself before God, when thou heedest his words against this place, and against all inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and dost rent thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord." 2 Chronicles 34 and 27 talks about this humble man. Humility in the ancient world was not considered a virtue. It was not good in that sense of being humble in the way they looked at it. However, God's word shows that humility is a prerequisite to forgiveness. "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken spirit, and saveth such as of a contrite heart." Psalms 34:18. Humility is a prerequisite to fellowship. "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what Jehovah requires of thee, but to love kindness, show mercy, humble thyself, to walk with God." Micah 6:8. Humility is a low prerequisite of fruitfulness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 4:10. Humility is something that through life circumstances causes humility to just come to us. We can stand as the big bold man that we are, but then circumstances makes us, and God brings us to the humility of the desires of his heart. And again, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. That's in Luke 4:11. As I will continue with humility, God desires humble men. It is to the humble that God promises to heal and save their land. I sought a man. God's second most wanted man would be a man of prayer. Elijah is set forth as a man of passion and a man of prayer, as stated in James 5:17. My, if men would pray with his fervor, what great things could be done. Prayers were heard and God sought him out. I sought a man, and the end of that, I found none. I believe a formula for prayer should be with action. Action, if we're breaking to spell it down, A, adoration. It's all to the Lord. C, confession of our sin. Come before him with clean hands and a clean heart. Thanksgiving for T, being grateful and thankful for what he's done. I, intercession for our families, friends, and even our enemies. O, opportunity to do God's will. We should be open 24/7 to do his will. N, needs to be met, not just ours, but everyone else's. For he's met our needs. Now let's pray and ask that he meet someone else's. Amen. Prayer not only can change the world, because we tend to sometimes look at way out there, outside, but it also can change you. It can make you what you ought to be. Jabez was a distinguished from his brethren because of his prayer life. The 10 most wanted by God. Ezekiel says, I sought a man. Then he says, I found none. The third man on God's most wanted list is a man of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 is our faith chapter. We know that. It shows that faith triumphs over the difficulties of the world. It overcomes the temptation to offer less than God requires. Thus Abel was accepted, as it talks about in verse 4. It gave Enoch faith to walk with God in an evil generation. Verse 5. It helped Noah overcome ridicule and build an ark. Verse 7. It helped Abraham confess that he was a stranger and a pilgrim on earth. Verse 8 through 10. It overcomes the weakness of old age like Sarah and Abraham. Believing. That's in verse 11 and 12. It helps overcome family ties like Abraham, who was willing to offer his son. Verse 17 through 19. That's powerful faith. Powerful belief. It overcomes the fear of death and causes us not to worry for the future of our children, like Isaac, Jacob and Joseph. Verse 22. It gives us power to overcome the demands of the wicked despots like Moses' parents. Verse 23. It helps us overcome the pleasure of sin like Moses. Verse 24 through 26. It gives power to seek liberty from bondage like Israel. Verses 26 through 29. Faith helps us overcome the persecution like the heroes of faith mentioned in the remainder of the chapter. But oh, without faith, you cannot please God. Amen. To those with faith, they have the power to become the sons of God. John 1 and 12. Imagine that. God's most wanted list can be his sons. Amen. Can be his sons. Ezekiel, I sought a man, and the end of that, I found none. The next man on God's most wanted list would be a man of courage. Men like Daniel, who were not under the threat of death, ceased to worship his God. We see that oppression happening today, that we want you to conform, as one spoke out today. He said, but be ye not conformed to the way of this world, but be transformed. And this man of courage, and these men like David, they were pressured, threatened with death, to worship other gods. But they stood still in the face of adversity, even death. Men of courage. Men like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who, through threatening, would worship no other gods. And that's Daniel 3. Men like Elijah, who would contest with men who worship false gods. Powerful men of God. We see the first ones that talk about, I want to worship my God and is willing to die for. We see Elijah coming against and contesting against the ones that was worshiping false gods. Ezekiel, I sought a man, and at the end, I found none. God wants men to be like Paul on Mars Hill and make known the true God to those ignorant of God. We have that responsibility of spreading the gospel. Let the ones that don't know Jesus Christ make him known to them. Amen. He would want to be like Stephen, who rebuked those who hypocritically worship the true God. It's interesting, this man of courage. He's willing to go against the grain, against the ones that don't want him to worship his God. He's willing to go against the grain for those who are trying to get him to worship other gods. He's willing to go against the grain for a man that criticizes his God. Amen. Ezekiel says, I sought a man. At the end of that verse, I found none. Courage is a rare virtue. Let me repeat that. Courage is a rare virtue. Not many are willing to stand for what they believe in. It is not in those who do not fear, but rather in him who does what he should in spite of fear. Definition of courage. Another man on God's most wanted list is a man of compassion. He would be like Barnabas, the son of consolation. He always took the part of the underdog. Of Jesus is written, he was moved with compassion on them. He was filled with compassion on them. And he was filled with compassion on her. These are but a few of words scripture uses relating to our Lord. He would be like Christ, who would show love and compassion. He had compassion on the sick, the sorrowful, the strangers, the shame, and the sinner. He even had compassion on the hostess who had run out of wine at a wedding feast. No wonder Peter was one of Jesus' disciples. Encourages us to have compassion and be filled with pity. 1 Peter 3 and 8. John tells us not to shed our bowels of compassion. 1 John 3 and 17. Compassion, Jude said, will make a difference in delivering men from the bondage of sin. That's in Jude 1, 22 and 23. Oh Lord, give us men of compassion. Ezekiel said, I sought a man. In the end, he says, I found none. The next man on God's most wanted list would be a man of patience. Patience in our hurried age is a forgotten virtue. We live in a microwave society. I want everything last week, last year. Whether it's at home, on your job, at play, we want it all done. I just was born yesterday and I want to be an NFL player. I want to be an NBA star. I want to be the head of a corporation. I want to be the CEO and don't know anything about the business. I just started the job and I want to own it. We live in a microwave society that sells us, and society we have bought into this thing that you can be all you can be. And that's great. But we must have patience. We must run this race with patience. He would be patient. He would be patient, must know God is in control and on his throne. There's a song that say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He must wait upon the Lord. The promise to such a one is, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to get there, brothers. God has a plan for us. We must be patient. We must move when he say move. Hebrews 12:11 talks about we are told to run with patience the race set before us. God commended the church in Ephesus not only for its works, but laborers, but its patience. We need to remember all things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28. Patience is closely related to trust and faith. When we're talking about waiting, in a microwave society, we see everybody passing us by. We can't see that. Patience. It's like trust and faith in the Lord. We cannot remember or forget that God waited on us. We must understand the patience that God showed us. We must show others. We must understand the patient man will cease from evil. For the scripture says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. It tendeth only to evil doing. Be not like those that we see doing what they do. Wait on the Lord, and you will win in the end. Ezekiel said, I sought a man. In the end, he says, I found none. There's a purpose for saying that, my brother. There's a purpose I'm saying that. The seventh man on God's most wanted list would be a man of forgiveness. He would be like David, a man after God's own heart. David had many enemies. If any man besides our Lord had the right to be bitter and unforgiving, it would be David. He was pursued by a king whose nation he had delivered from captivity. Though betrayed by advisors, family, friends, priests, and wife, here is a man of forgiveness. When Saul chased David to kill him, David wept before because he had even cut Saul's garment. 1 Samuel 24. When Saul, who persecuted David, died, David sought out Saul's sons that he may do good to them. He let his sons and grandsons live in the best land, gave them servants, and eat at his table. Even the songs of vengeance was a cry for vengeance on the enemies of God's throne, not his personal vindication. There's a difference, man. There is a difference. When God calls us to move and respond, we do. But to sit and think what we should do, we don't. Amen. My brother told me not to say it anymore, but I'm going to say it again. Ezekiel said, I sought a man, and in the end, I found none. The eighth man on God's most wanted list would be a man filled with the Spirit. God gives his Spirit to all those who obey him. Acts 5:32. This indwelling Spirit is a comforter in sorrow, a convictor of sin, a convictor of judgment to come upon the prince of this world. John 16:7-11. All Christians are sealed with the Spirit when they are obedient to the gospel. That's Acts 2:38. However, Christians are told to be filled with the Spirit also in Ephesians 5:18. The deacons were said to be men who were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 6:3. These men with vision, foresight, love of truth, these men have God in them. This is the meaning of the word enthusiastic. God needs men who see a great cause like David did when he heard Goliath challenge the armies of Israel. 1 Samuel 17. God needs men like Nehemiah, who saw a great need in rebuilding Jerusalem and went and did so. He needs men like Ezra, who saw a need for teaching points for the scattered Jews. And so he honeycombed the world with synagogues. He needs men who are filled with the Spirit, who see opportunities for Christ, ignores the difficulties involved, and goes at it enthusiastically. Ezekiel said, where's my brother in the back? He said, don't say, I sought a man, and in the end, I found none. The ninth man on God's most wanted list would be a man of wisdom. Men who are knowledgeable in the word and love its message are men of power. I want to read that again. Men who are knowledgeable in his word and love its message are men of power. The word of God hid in the heart keeps one from sinning. Psalms 119:11. Taking heed to the word is how the young man can cleanse his way. Psalms 119:9. The whole 119 song exalts the wonderful word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. Oh, pity the man who can only protect by the shield of faith, but not oppress the enemy with the sword. Ephesians 5:13-17. God wants a man to be ready to give an answer for the hope within. 1 Peter 3:15. God wants the word rightly divided. 2 Timothy 2:15. God's man needs to know the word so he can be full grown and thoroughly equipped unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. In Colossians 1:9-10, it says God's man needs to be, and it says, and to the desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. A non-student cannot have this wisdom. God seeks learners of his wisdom. Ezekiel said, I sought a man. And in the end, he says, I found none. That's a shame, isn't it, brother? The 10th man on God's most wanted list is a man of evangelism. When we were saved, we were saved to tell others, not to keep it to ourselves. It's no top secret. We were saved, most likely when someone's sharing the gospel with us, we are not to keep it to ourselves, to share it. Someone said God only had one son, and he made a preacher out of him. Not everyone can preach, but everyone can share what Christ did on Calvary's cross. Amen. Everyone. If the seed is sown, there will be fruit. Keep trying. Keep pushing. Keep talking. Keep going. Don't give up, because he didn't give up on you. We sow, another waters, but God gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. There is no place here on earth that you cannot share the gospel. Sainthood can flourish in Caesar's own household. Philippians 2:14-16. It can flourish in the prison cell, where both prisoners and guards can be converted. The word of God is not bound, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows us. God knows us. Hebrews 4:12. God needs men who would be willing to witness his love, his power, and his mercy. Men are needed who would seek the lost. He leaves the promise that he will be with us as long as we evangelize, for he said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. When one is involved in evangelism, he is joined in the greatest of all endeavors with the greatest of all personages. It is the son who suffered as the shepherd for the lost sheep. It is the spirit who seeks the lost silver. It is the father who sings when the lost son returns. Luke 15. There is no greater challenge in the world today, my brothers, No greater work can be done than that of bringing men to a saving knowledge of Christ. There's no greater work. These are God's 10 most wanted lists. Why not strive to be pleasing to God? Him who rewards him, he seeks in Hebrews 11 and 6. The FBI, as I started this presentation, spends millions of dollars for its 10 most wanted men. It seeks them diligently across the globe. Everywhere it seeks them. For God's own, he gave his own precious son. Not only for those 10 most wanted men, but even for those that are on the FBI's list. God seeks men who will worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23. Will you be one of them? God's most wanted. Each time I read one of God's most wanted, I said he sought a man. In the end, he found none. And near the end of my presentation, the question asks, will you be one of them? Believe on him, repent, and be baptized. Be one of God's own sons. God wants you. God needs you. God loves you. No greater love than one that would lay down his life for a friend. God loves you. What does God's 10 most wanted men on that list might look like today to us? Might look like a man who puts God's business above any other business. Might look like a man who brings his children to church rather than sending them. Might look like a man who's willing to be the right example to every boy or man he meets. Might look like a man who thinks more of his Sunday school class than his Sunday sleep. Might look like a man who measures his giving by what he has left rather than by the amount he gives. Might look like a man who goes to church for God's sake rather than for himself or someone else's. Might look like a man who has a willing mind ready to serve rather than a brilliant mind full of excuses. Might look like a man who has a passion to help rather than a passion to be helped. Might look like a man who can see his faults before he sees the faults of others. Might look like a man who is more concerned about winning others for Christ than he is about winning worldly honors. Ezekiel said, I sought a man. In the end, he says, I found none. Men, will you stand with me? Will you stand with me and give God the praise? I want to bless the Lord. I want to honor him. I want to give him glory. I want to, the one that has all power, give him glory. Be grateful. Be thankful. And understand that he is Lord and Lord of all. Nothing can compare to the grace and mercy and the love that he has for us. Men, let's stand. Men, let's become God's most wanted. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.